You're listening to Sister Stargazers, celestial and terrestrial observations and advice from two real-life sisters.
Welcome, fellow stargazers. Your sisters are in the house. Hi, Jude.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm great. I'm excited. We're in spring, and this episode, we're at the end of March, if you can believe it. Episode 29 this week. It's going to cover Sunday, March 27th through Saturday, April 2nd, crossing from March into April. And there's some cosmic flow energy going. Where should we start?
Yeah, the cosmic flow is something we really want to be aware of because we've just come out of this equinox week and we're moving into spring, the first week of spring, first week of the new astrological new year. And we have a new moon. Mm-hmm. So we are rolling with a flow from the equinox into this new moon. And yeah. we're looking at some really pretty and visually stunning conjunctions that you can see in the sky. So the first thing that happens is Mercury, our messenger, enters Aries. So yeah. When Mercury enters Aries, it's all about information, being an independent thinker, being assertive, thinking up new ideas, enjoying flashes of intuition. It can also mean taking what you know and putting it into action. So Mercury in Aries is very, very much wants to start things, get things started, talk about getting things started, developing ideas, being very active around all of the mental energy that goes into creation. And that starts, you know, on the 27th, Sunday the 27th. Monday the 28th, in the dawn sky, so if you look to the southeast in the morning, on the horizon, just before the sun rises, between late March and early April, you're going to see, if there's no clouds and you have a nice clear horizon, this triplanetary tango. Is what the Smithsonian magazine is calling it. It's Venus, Mars, and Saturn will cluster unusually close together. And these are three of the five planets, together with Jupiter and Mercury, that humans can see with the naked eye. So you'll be able to see the three of them in one place at one time. In the sky, which is pretty amazing. And while that is happening on Monday at 1 a.m. in the morning, the moon will come through Aquarius and conjunct Mars. And then the moon will move on around 10 a.m. and conjunct Venus. And then the moon will conjunct Saturn. So this is going to be out of our purview, at least on the east coast of the United States. But you'll be able to see them in the pre-dawn sky as they rise together, basically. They'll all be rising together close to the dawn. Yeah. The next thing that happens on Monday around 3:30 is that Venus conjuncts Saturn. So you have the moon coming through and kind of giving a little extra boost to Mars, giving a boost to Venus, giving a boost to Saturn, and then Venus and Saturn conjoin. And they've been kind of riding close, like Venus, Mars, and Saturn have been close together. So this is a point where we can do an assessment on our relationships. We can also, on a maybe more esoteric level, notice the beauty of the structure of things. I'm thinking sacred geometry, or even looking into the architecture or the structure of a flower. You know, these are all part of, this is not a random order thing. Nature is highly structured, and the beauty in nature is constantly revealing itself and showing itself through the patterns that it makes. So Venus conjunct Saturn is saying, like, notice this, and especially in Aquarius, notice it as a tool, you know, notice it as a form of renewal. Aquarius is the water bearer, and it's the renewal of life through water, not just physical water, but like the intuition and deep intuitive kind of diving and understanding. So Saturn in Aquarius is about paying attention and noticing that order is there, even in the places where you think there's chaos. So we have that happening right at the beginning of the week. And as the moon moves on through the week, it then conjuncts Jupiter, in Pisces on Wednesday, which is conjunct Neptune. So Jupiter and Neptune are in a conjunction. So the moon then goes to Jupiter on Wednesday around 1:30 in the afternoon. A few hours later, it makes a conjunction to Neptune. So Jupiter, Neptune are both co-rulers of Pisces. Dreams may be more highlighted for you. Dreams, visions.
Yes, imagination.
Yes, imagination, creativity. And if none of that, then certainly an aspiration to be more creative or to appreciate the beauty around us.
Yes.
This Venus theme, but Neptune is the higher octave of Venus. So it's taking it to a more of a intuitive understanding of beauty and the influence of beauty in our surroundings.
Yeah.
What are aspirations for, you know, to invite us there? So these are partly what the moon is also offering, is looking at where we'd like to be and what we'd like to be doing and how can we make that happen? And maybe not taking action about it at the moment, but possibly creating a plan, ruminating on it. That's Mercury and Aries really liking to ruminate and talk about things, talk things up.
Yeah.
So the moon keeps moving, right? The moon moves on. On Thursday, it conjuncts to Mercury, newly in Aries. And then on Friday, we have this incredible new moon in Aries.
Yes.
So a lot of Aries energy this week, with Mercury moving there at the first part of the week, and then the moon pinging on Mercury on Thursday, and then the actual new moon in Aries on Friday. And then as that dissipates on Saturday, we have Mercury conjunct the Sun.
Mm.
So there may be a lot of communication, a lot of thinking, a lot of new ventures, new ideas coming up for this season.
Yeah.
What can shift? What can change? How can we put new things in place? There might be, with this new moon, there might be people leaving, new people coming in. The moon in Aries is about self-identity, and also the sun, the moon and sun in Aries is self-identity. The moon in Aries tends to be a little impatient and selfish, but on the plus side, it's looking for new opportunities. It's time to begin projects.
Yes.
This is kind of riding, we've been riding a wave of newness since the spring equinox.
There was one other aspect to this new moon, and that was that Chiron is going to be present around the new moon conjunction, which has to do with more healing.
Yes, so the sun and moon is at 11 degrees Aries and some minutes, and then right ahead of them is Chiron at 12 degrees. So at the time of this new moon, we have the new moon in orb of conjuncting Chiron, which is about, it kind of lives outside of the norm. It pushes boundaries a bit. It's also the healer. In Aries, it's about healing yourself or understanding the wounds in Aries, more psychological rather than physical wounds that keep you in a certain place, that keep you blocked from your ability either to communicate or get your ideas across, or fears that things can hurt you, or perhaps you felt cut off from how to respond in a certain way. Aries is the self. It's the individual. It's the form of individuation. And Chiron in Aries is about understanding the wounds to the self, the hurts that have been imposed on the self, and creating or going, making the life quest a quest of wholeness, of individuation.
Mm.
So there's a lot there with Chiron in Aries.
Yes. And I pulled a card today from the deck called The Arcana of Astrology by Claire Goodchild, which I pulled once before. And actually, the card that came up was Hygieia, which is an asteroid goddess.
Yes, of health and healing.
Of health and healing. And her title in this book is called The Purifier. And I just wanted to read a little bit, because it seems in tune with Chiron, that this asteroid is the ultimate proponent of health. She rules over our health issues, eating habits, exercise, how we interact with our environment. She gives us a nudge when we are neglecting our most important body part, our brain. Mental health is often neglected and simultaneously stigmatized. This upsets Hygieia a great deal. Hygieia's appearance means it's time to do a, quote, spring cleaning of your mind, your body, and physical space. A change in attitude is necessary in regard to health and fitness. And Hygieia can symbolize your search for this help to change patterns, evaluate your health, mental, physical, emotional, psychological.
That's perfect.
Throw that into the mix there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so Hygieia is a cohort of Chiron.
Yes.
And Chiron can help us heal those disturbing realizations and painful memories. Whether
yes.
it was from feeling belittled or bullied or, you know, not encouraged. I mean, these are all personal, deep wounds that we can heal now. And also, I mean, they could be physical. You know, with the moon and the sun there, this could be a collective wounding. You know,
right.
we are coming out of this pandemic, hopefully, and there could be more information about it
right.
coming forward. With this new wave of understanding, Mercury, Chiron, healing coming forward in Aries, the individual.
Right.
So there's a lot that could be possible for the individual and for the collective at this time.
Which also plays into the theme when you and I were talking about this episode that we were noticing was this sort of go with the flow, that as these things do come up for recognition or acknowledgement or healing, that there could be a possibility of denying them, rejecting them, pushing against them, when really it may be more helpful to be with the feeling, be with the recognition, be with the acknowledgement, and go more with the flow. And also there was a theme of also connecting with nature, looking for help from nature, whether that's looking at the beauty and structure that Venus and Saturn is offering us with this cosmic order, or going outside and being in nature, touching nature, being barefoot, planting a flower, enjoying the rain, something that will allow us to have nature help us go with the flow.
Right. And there was that flow idea, like coming from the equinox, that big turn of the season, right? With the
yes.
equal day, equal night. So now we're under the influence of more daylight.
Yes.
So there's more flow of light coming to at least the northern hemisphere at this time. But the other curious symbol that we spoke about when we were just talking backstage was this
yes.
idea of the Aries, 12 degrees Aries, which is the point of the moon and the sun conjunction.
Yeah.
The Sabian symbol for this 12 degrees Aries.
That's also where Chiron
yes.
is, right?
Yes, yes, yes. So the Sabian symbol is a triangularly shaped flight of wild geese. So that that kind of idea of the flow that they're creating with their flight pattern, and I think I talked about this a few weeks ago.
Yes, we did.
That idea of drafting, that
yeah.
they switch off, they change places so that the bird at the point or two or three back doesn't have to take all of the resistance, that they
right.
trade off, that they help one another, that they go with the flow. And I
yes.
think that this is really important for us now in this time, because we could catch the draft of
yes.
this flow of energy that is coming into this new moon. So we're turning the season. We are releasing in these 2 weeks between the season changing, moving forward, how
yes.
spring cleaning, renewal of good habits, releasing of old habits. It's just
yes.
the same idea with this new moon. The balsamic moon phase is of this week that we're talking about.
Yes. When you mentioned the goose, I was thinking about the medicine card deck, and you were mentioning that the goose in Hindu tradition is Hamsa. So I looked up that. That actually refers to the swan, that in Hindu tradition, it could be the white goose, which is also called the swan. And it was very interesting. There's a beautiful story here in the medicine card deck that talks about what the white swan signifies. Should I read a little bit?
Absolutely.
I can paraphrase a little bit, but it basically starts that the little swan, as a duckling, is sort of looking towards the future. She wants to know what's ahead of the future, and she's resting in the pond. She wants to get towards dream time, is what this story says, but she's by herself, and she's never gone into the dream time alone. she sees this swirling black hole up above the sacred mountain, and the dragonfly comes by and she asks, hey, what is this swirling black hole? And the dragonfly tells the swan that he has sort of cast this illusion of the black hole, but the swan is drawn to go into it. And he says the way you go into the black hole is to accept whatever the future holds as it is presented without trying to change Great Spirit's plan. So the swan, it says, the swan looked at her ugly little duckling body and then answered, I will be happy to abide by Great Spirit's plan. I won't fight the currents of the black hole. I will surrender to the flow of the spiral and trust what I am shown. Dragonfly was very happy with Swan's answer and began to spin the magic to break the pond's illusion. Suddenly, Swan was engulfed by a whirlpool in the center of the pond. She appeared many days later, but now she was graceful and white and long-necked. Dragonfly was stunned. Swan, what happened to you? He exclaimed. Swan smiled and said, Dragonfly, I learned to surrender my body to the power of the Great Spirit and was taken where the future lives. I saw many wonders on Sacred Mountain, and because of my faith and my acceptance, I have been changed. I have learned to accept the state of grace. Then it goes on to say that part of accepting the state of grace is also ushering in a time of altered states of awareness, development of your intuitive abilities to accept what lies ahead, and that if you're resisting your self-transformation, to relax, and it will be easier if you go with the flow. The last thing I'll say is that sometimes this book gives lots of stories about these animals, but this one offers, if you're feeling stuck in the swan energy, is to notice your surroundings, to touch the earth, to focus on one reality, to enter dream time. And if you're feeling too preoccupied or too spacey in dreams, to do something that will ground you back to earth.
That is awesome. I mean,
that was a long story about Swan, but I don't think there are any accidents here. If the geese came up and then we're talking about the state of grace, like giving over to the flow. It's also kind of touching that the swan looks at herself at the beginning of the story as kind of an ugly duckling, which to me speaks to the maybe Chiron healing, you know, and then to go with the flow, to become, to transform, to self-transform into this swan.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm.
We also noticed when we were looking at the Sabian symbols that just to riff off that,
yes,
to build on it a little bit, is that the Venus-Saturn conjunction is at 22 degrees Aquarius, which is a Sabian symbol of a rug is placed on the floor of a nursery to allow children to play in comfort and warmth. And Dane Rudyard goes on to interpret this, man is never left without assistance when eagerly seeking to grow emotionally and spiritually. Even if he does not consciously realize the intent and value of what sustains his self-development and cushions the shocks which life provides his growth and understanding, still the assistance is there.
Yes.
He may think, no one understands me. That's the swan, the little ugly duckling. But the understanding is there if he does not egotistically take for granted that life and society owe him everything.
Owe him everything. Life and society owe him everything.
That he's part of it all.
Yes, he's part of it all.
You know, and that he belongs, he or she, and that you have work to do.
Yes, and you will find your place. I mean, that is a little bit of the story of the ugly duckling, is that you will eventually find your place, your purpose, your being. This week is about going with the flow, maybe to not be resistant to the possibility of transformation.
Right.
And we're supported on a cosmic level.
Absolutely. So have an awesome new moon and go out there in the morning and see Venus, Mars, and Saturn.
Yeah.
Because this is momentous.
Yeah.
It is. This is not something that happens every day. Venus, Mars,
right,
and Saturn together.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
Well, Jude, thank you so much. That was a lot.
Thanks, Sarah.
Enjoy this week and thank you for tuning in.
Thank you, everyone. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Sister Stargazers. Let us know what worked for you this week. Find us on Facebook and post a comment at Sister Stargazers.